Now we have our second feature. Bethany Wales hears about a city firm who sent a watch into space for a zero-gravity test. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
A watch dealer in Norwich has tested the limits of a famous timepiece by blasting it into space. The Fine Watch Club, based on King Street in Norwich, was inspired to send the £5,000 wristwatch into space because of its celebrated history. Originally designed to withstand the high speeds of motor racing, the Omega Speedmaster chronographer was catapulted to international fame in the late 1960s when it had accompanied Buzz Aldrin to the moon and back. It remains the only watch certified for space travel by the agency. More than 50 years after its first mission, Norwich Watch Dealers Fine Watch Club decided to test its credentials. Although not the original model worn by Mr. Aldrin on the Apollo 11 mission, the piece was virtually identical and equipped with the same altitude-defying technology. Sam Richardson, sales director at Fine Watch Club, said, "Even if you're not an astro nerd, there's something incredible about space." Because we deal in vintage pieces, the story behind each watch is very important to us, and it doesn't get much more interesting than this one. The team, alongside space launch specialists sent to space, sent the watch outside the Earth's atmosphere aboard a space balloon launched from a site in Sheffield. The vessel was designed to break the Armstrong limit, a measure of altitude above which atmospheric pressure is so low that water boils at the normal temperature of the human body. A camera captured the moment the watch, which was exposed to the elements inside an open box, carried on ticking as the shuttle hit its peak of 36 kilometres an hour. And to help people get involved with the stunt, the team decided to give the timepiece away to whoever could guess the closest coordinates to the watch's final landing spot, which turned out to be in a field in the middle of the Lincolnshire countryside. Mr. Richardson said, "The best part was that our winner wasn't some experienced collector. He's a postman from Nottingham and was over the moon when we told him he'd won."